Now, they grow here in the South, too?
I believe so. I believe they grow especially in the South.
Well, now we have what we call a mountain laurel here.
That's what I'm talking about.
And, now when I was a kid, they didn't call that. What name the mountain laurel?
What was it called?
It was called Seven Bart.
How come?
I don't know. But then they changed it to, I don't know. Some of the old way out in the country still call it that. But it's called mountain laurel now.
Have you ever heard it called spoonwood?
No.
Okay. All right, can you think of another kind of bush that's a lot like a mountain laurel, only it has longer stems, and it grows further up in the mountains?
Well, now that would be honeysuckle, wouldn't it?
How about rhododendron? Have you heard of those?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about a large tree that grows in the south, has broad, shiny leaves about that big, and big white flowers on it?
Big white flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Dogwood.
Okay. Now, it's a bigger tree than a dogwood.
Oh, it is?
Oh, it's enormous and round. And has shiny leaves. That's
shiny
what you notice
leaves.
About it in particular when it's not...
Poplar?
Now, how about a magnolia?
Oh, magnolia, yeah. Well,
now
that has a large blossom. I mean a big one.
Yeah, uh-huh. I should have said bigger.
Now, that, in other words, that blossom, when it comes out before, it opens up as big as your head nearly.
Is it really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a magnolia tree right next door.
In the front yard or the back?
No, backyard. And great big leaves.
Mm-hmm. All right, have you ever heard a magnolia called either a laurel tree or a cucumber tree?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If a married woman does not want to make up her own mind, she says, well, I must ask...
My husband.
All right. Is there any other thing she might call her husband? Like my old man or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some ass old man.
How about the mister? Ever heard that?
Not very much, no.
Okay, and a man might say, I must ask?
That's the old lady, or he left his wife.
Okay. A woman who has lost her husband is called a...
Widow.
Have you heard of an expression for a woman who's her husband didn't die, but he just went off and left her? Do you know what she'd be called?
Grave widow.
Uh-huh, okay. Have you ever heard sod widow?
Yeah.
And what's that? Same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
Okay. The man whose son you are is called your...
Beg your pardon?
The man whose son you are is called your...
My daddy.
Uh-huh. And is that how you called him? Is that what you called him, daddy?
Yeah.
Okay. And his wife is your...
Mother.
And what did you call her?
Called her my mother.
You would call her mother?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you think of other names that people call their parents?
Oh, yeah. Now, there's, you take, I've heard folks call them Pa and Ma and Pappy and, I don't know what all. But, Papa and Mama.
Okay. And your father and mother together are called your...
Parents.
Mm-hmm. Your father's father is your...
Granddaddy.
Now, what did you call him?
Well,
either of them.
I always referred to him as my granddaddy. But you see, both of them died when I was a little fella. One of them I never did see. Another, I just barely do remember seeing him.
Okay. How about the?
My grandmother's.
Yeah. What did you call?
Now them? We had one on my grandmother on my daddy's side. We called her Granny. Everybody called her Granny.
Oh, everybody did.
Yeah.
And the other one? Did you know her?
Well, we called her, no, I think I called mother and grandmother.
Okay.
Grandma.
And can you think of, grandma?
Grandma, I believe that's what it was.
And can you think, again, of any names that other people called their grandparents when you were coming along?